Who says we can only name organic compounds that actually exist? How would we name this organic molecule? Well, we start, of course, with the longest carbon chain. And when we have compounds like this, we have to start numbering around the largest ring first. For rings like this, we start at the bridging, one of the bridging carbons, and we count around the larger ring first. We can see we've got 9 carbons, which gives it the root of non. And because of this carbonyl group making it a ketone on carbon number 8, the ending would be nonan-8-one. Now let's get into the interesting bit. This is clearly a bicyclic compound. So we've got 2 cycles. And the way that we name those, we start, of course, with bicyclo. And to show how these 2 cycles are split up, we start with our bridge. We say that there are 4 carbons on this side of the bridge, 3 carbons on that side of the bridge. And in theory, we could also have one pointing up, which we don't. So this would be 4-3-0 to show 4-3-0. We've also got these ethyl groups, so 2 carbon branches. We've got 8 of them making this octaethyl. And they are on carbons 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 9, making this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, octaethyl bicyclo 4-3-0 nonan-8-one. But I think it deserves a better name. What would you call it?